This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Dutch police have arrested a suspect in a shooting incident on a tram that left three people dead, five others wounded Monday. We get more from Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
Authorities tweeted confirmation that 37-year-old Gukman Tenise had been taken into custody. The city of Utrecht was placed in lockdown after the shooting occurred shortly after rush hour. Police conducted raids in several locations as they treated the incident as a terrorist attack. But hours later, the gunman's motive was still unclear. A prosecutor suggested he may have been motivated by, quote, family reasons. Turkey's state-run Anadolu news agency, quoting family members, said the suspect fired at a relative on the tram, then shot at others who tried to help her. Local schools had been urged to keep their doors closed, and security was stepped up at airports, mosques and transport hubs.
Door an aanslag in Utrecht.
Prime Minister Mark Rutte convened crisis talks immediately after the shooting, which took place just days after a lone gunman killed 50 people at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony reporting. While the death toll is not as significant as the initial estimates, Mozambique's leader believes more than 1,000 may have been killed by a cyclone. We get more from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Speaking to State Radio Mozambique, the president says he believes the death count will be more like 1,000. The Red Cross says that 90% of Beira in Mozambique, which has a population of 500,000, has been damaged or destroyed. The port city has been severely battered by the cyclone, cutting electricity, forcing the airport to shut down, and stopping road access to the rest of the country. The cyclone first hit Beira last week and has since moved inland to Zimbabwe and Malawi. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Pentagon has released a list of hundreds of military projects that might be scrapped or scaled back to free up money for President Trump's southern border wall. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
It's a 20-page list of projects across the U.S. and around the world worth about $13 billion that might be slashed to make way for the border wall. House Democrats say when their colleagues see military plans being scaled back in their communities, it might push them to vote to override President Trump's veto of the measure that would negate his emergency declaration. One example, North Carolina, home to GOP Senator Tom Tillis, where $100 million is planned for water treatment improvements at Camp Lejeune and airfield security upgrades at the Cherry Point Marine Corps Air Station. But Republican leaders predict the veto override effort will fail. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says that she will do everything in her power to deny a platform to the white supremacists accused of gunning down 50 people at two mosques.
He sought many things from his act of terror, but one was notoriety. And that is why you will never hear me mention his name. He is a terrorist. He is a criminal. He is an extremist. But he will, when I speak, be nameless.
Ardern also said that her cabinet has made decisions about the reform of gun laws following the massacre. In addition, the bodies of all 50 people killed at the mosque will be returned to their families by Wednesday for burial as soon as possible. In accordance with Muslim tradition, she said that six disaster victim identification experts have flown in from Australia to help in the identification process. At least two people have died. 90 others fell ill from food poisoning in Uganda. It's as a result of the nation, or as a result, the nation has halted the distribution of the United Nations food supplement called Super Cereal. Victims include 12 children younger than five. The World Food Program, which sent the cereal along with sugar and oil to the Ugandan region, has not confirmed reports of the death, but it said it treats the situation with extreme urgency. The United Nations panel of experts on North Korea has released a report detailing how the country evades sanctions with tactics such as illegal ship-to-ship transfers of embargoed goods and the operation of front companies abroad by North Korean government agencies. In it, it says the United States needs to target banks that facilitate illicit transactions for Pyongyang to increase sanction pressure on North Korea to the maximum. The report indicated foreign banks facilitate North Korea's financial transactions for the illegal ship-to-ship transfer of petroleum products and more. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.